On today's episode of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast, we're going to go ahead and be talking about the entry level and kind of the mid-tier level of the Yaesu System Fusion line of mobiles and portables. That's for today on Monday, March 11th on the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. And welcome to the Yaesu, the radio show podcast. I'm your host, John Crook. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. We got a lot of great reviews, have a lot of great suggestions coming in, actually questions coming from the podcast that we did. So it goes to show that a lot of people are listening to it. And if you want to listen to it, great, you can do that. But then also, too, is if maybe you're on YouTube here, maybe you're listening to it on YouTube if you're a subscriber, or you're actually watching the live recorded, or I should say recorded live. I guess everything's live when you record it. But the video version, let's call it that way, of the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. So once again, my name is John Crook. My call is N9UPC, National Sales Manager, Yaesu System Fusion Expert, and we bring you the podcast. And on today's podcast, we are going to be talking a little bit about a continuation from a couple podcasts ago about the line of Fusion radios. Now, we talked about the FTM500 and the FT5D there, but the biggest thing that we want to do is we want to make sure and understand that Fusion has many levels to get in there. So you don't necessarily, hey, I don't want the top of the line. I don't want the creme de la creme. I don't want necessarily this high-tier radio that I really am not going to use too much on. Guess what? We have a solution for you. But before we jump into the podcast, one thing that we always get the questions on, John, where can we get these Yaesu radios? I want to buy Yaesu radios. You talk about them on the podcast, you talk about the accessories and everything, then where can we get them? And you know what? We tell everybody, get them from an authorized Yaesu dealer. That's correct, an authorized Yaesu dealer. Because guess what? A lot of people sell different radios out there, you know, on the used market, on like eBay or Amazon or something like that on there. And then, unfortunately, it turned out that the radio is used. They're not an actual dealer, yet they claim to be. So that's why we say go to our authorized Yaesu dealers. Now, how do I find an authorized Yaesu dealer, John? Well, that's pretty simple and easy to do. Go to our website, yaesu.com. That's right, www.yaesu.com. And then up at the top, you're going to see it says find a dealer. Click on find a dealer. Enter the information on there, your zip code, where you're at, that kind of thing like that. And our computer system will go ahead and tell you through the internet there where we have an authorized Yaesu dealer. Now, why is an authorized Yaesu dealer so important? Because you know when you're buying from an authorized Yaesu dealer, one, you know that you're getting actual brand new Yaesu equipment. That's right. If a dealer, an authorized dealer, is selling Yaesu equipment brand new, you know that's going to be right. It's going to be actual Yaesu equipment. And number two is our warranty. We offer a 3-year standard warranty on all of our radio products. That's right. Whether you're buying a handheld such as the FT4, the FT65, all the way up to the great and magical FTDX 101 MP series, you're getting a standard 3-year warranty. We were the first in the business to start doing that, but in order to make sure you actually have that warranty, you got to buy from an authorized Yaesu dealer. We don't have resellers, we don't allow distributors, so make sure you're doing that. So once again, head on over to yaesu.com, click on find a dealer to know where your nearest dealer is going to be located. Alrighty, so now we're on that topic of this entry level of Fusion radios. So before I guess we start out, like I said, we talked about the FTM500, we talked about the FT5D, but really let's get down into the crux of it. What is the difference? Why? What is there, right? Is it a Fusion radio, Fusion radio? Well, yes and no, and it kind of comes down into some of the features that the radio holds and has on there. Now, some people will go ahead and they'll say, well, John, isn't that more so a feature set of the radio than it is actually what it can do in Fusion? And yes and no, really, on there. But in essence, you have to understand that Fusion, Yaesu System Fusion, is a type of digital voice technology. And I'll say it again, and I always say it and stuff like that, it is not proprietary, folks. People say that it is proprietary. It is not. It is a published standard out there. Anybody can go out and take a radio if they want to and put Fusion into it. Just because other people haven't doesn't make it a closed proprietary technology, okay? People will go ahead and say, oh, the vocoder chip makes it proprietary. No, the vocoder chip is just like anything else that you use, right? Okay? any sort of electronics and stuff you have, use different chips. But there are different options out there that have gone ahead and done it and not used the vocoder chip. So it's not proprietary. I know some people will say that, but it truly isn't. And that's the proof in the pudding there. But it comes down to what feature sets are in the radios. So today for the handheld, we're going to be talking about the FT70D. That's right, the FT70D. Now that device is the entry-level handheld. That came out about 2018, 2017-ish around there on it. And what it was to offer that entry-level of Fusion Radio in there. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles that the FT5 does, that the FT3 had, the FT2 for that matter even had, or the 1 even for that matter. It is designed to be a kind of well-rounded, multi-purpose user radio. And when we mean multi-purpose, what we're really saying is that if you want to use it for just analog, you could just use it for analog and have ease of operation on it. But if you want to use it for Fusion, and you just want to get into Fusion, then yeah, you could still use it for Fusion capabilities. Now, are you going to have all the features that the 5 has? No, you're not, okay? One of the biggest things you're going to see with the FT70 is that it does not have a GPS device built into it. So there's no GPS receiver into that radio whatsoever. Why is this important? Well, this is important because when you're using the DN mode of Fusion, the digital narrow mode of Fusion, and this is kind of going back into kind of remembering if, you know, getting started with Fusion, is that DN takes a 12.5 kilohertz path, and it goes ahead and it puts 6.25 kilohertz of that path down for voice, and it takes another 6.25 and then has it for forward error correction, but more importantly, data syncing on there. What we mean by that is it takes in the data from the GPS chip and then sends it down that other path. So if you have a user who has another radio that has a GPS chip built into it, so like, you know, once again, the FT5, the 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, the 1, 2, 3, and 5, those all have GPSs in there, you'll be able to go ahead and see the location of that other user. However, the FT70 does not have that GPS capability built in there, nor does it have APRS. Now, once again, that's actually more of a feature of the radio, not really anything to do with Fusion, but that's another reason why I thought I'd mention that it doesn't have APRS, because we have a lot of people that ask, well, what makes this so different, you know, this? Well, it doesn't have a GPS chip in there, it doesn't have APRS. However, it does have the ability to do GM mode. Now, that is standard in all Fusion radios, regardless if you have a GPS chip in there or not. GM mode allows you to beacon out. Alrighty, and it beacons with your call sign. And in essence, if you really want to kind of classify, and we talked about GM actually last week on there, so we won't go too into depth with it on there, but if you take a look at what GM mode is, it basically allows you to sort of beacon out your call sign, and then if you have a GPS chip, you can have directional stuff on there. The FT70 does have that feature there, so you have that built into there. You do allow DN operation with the FT70, even though you don't have a GPS chip. Because that's usually the next thing they go. They're like, well, wait a minute. With the 70, I can't see the other user. So if I'm, let's say, a 5 user, right? And my friend, my friend Dan has an FT70. Well, what will end up happening is that if he tries to beacon to me or he talks to me in DN mode, I'll be able to hear him. He'll be able to hear me. But I won't see any GPS data from him, of course, and then he won't see any GPS data from me, of course, because he doesn't have a GPS chip. It doesn't go ahead and show any of the functionality on there. So that's going to be one of the biggest things about the FT70. It doesn't have that GPS component on there. But not to worry, there's still functionality on there, because people ask, well, John, what about Wires X operation? Well, we got to get a little more granular when we're talking about Wires X operation, because Wires X operation can mean a couple different things. It can mean using the device to act as a Wires X device, like PDN functionality. But then it also could mean that it's needing to remotely control a node. Now, the FT70 cannot, I want to stress, cannot be used as a PDN mode. Okay, it lacks the ability of what the other radios have in them to function as a PDN node. Now, I know a lot of people saying, well, I could plug in that cable and decide. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. It's not just a cable, folks. It is actually due with the internal components of the radio to be able to have it used as a PDN mode. So right now, it can't do PDN operation on there. Now, when I say that once again, that means using it as a node. So that means hooking up the SCU57 kit to it to be able to do this and this and this and this. Cannot do that. But if we take a look at the other side of the coin on there, which is going to be, can it control a WireZX node? And the answer is yes. So you can actually take the FT70, you can do a handshake with the node, and then in a different format than what you would see, of course, on the 5 or the 3 or the 2 on there, you can go ahead and you have that functionality on there. So what it does in that case is that you have basically, when you do the handshake, it will pop up and basically say what node you're connected to. All righty. From that point then, you can go and turn the knob and do operation to select the node by DTMF, or the numbers, I should say. So if I know I want to go to room 21001, okay, I could tune it and enter 21001, and then hit the button to send that command. It is not going to be able to pull, okay, and I say pull, P-O-L-L, the room list, or pull anything that down. Okay, once again, the 5, the 3, the 2 could do that and everything like that. Even the 1 could to a degree, and the mobiles obviously can. But with the FT70, you cannot pull a room to do that. You can't see. You basically are going to be able to see the node you're connected to, if that node you're connected to is currently connected to anything, and then you can go ahead and select a room to connect to on there. Once again, a little different, okay? You do have still 5 kind of categories, or I will call them quote-unquote memory locations for common rooms that you would like to go ahead and use. So if you know, like, let's say, for example, you go to the Yaesu USA CQ America room. Okay, cool, great. CQ America room is, you know, that kind of, you put that in the memory. If you go to the CQ America Digi room, which is digital only, you can put that in the memory. You can do those kind of rooms into the memory there. That case, it makes it a lot easier because then you're like, oh, click, click. Okay, memory. Then you send the command to do that down there. But the biggest thing is that it doesn't pull the rooms. Now, the reason I wanted to stress that is because I hear so many people say over and over and over and over and over again is that you can't use it with WireZX. And anytime I hear that on the FT70, I'm like, time out. What do you mean you can't hear it or you can't use it on the WireZX? Like, what do you mean? And then that's when it kind of breaks in that two schools of thought, where it's like, well, I can't use it as PDN node. Correct. We never said you could. No plans to make it that way or anything like that at all. Once again, it misses internal components or parts of the radio that the 5 and the 3 and the other ones have in there to be able to use that. Okay. Now, when they say, yeah, I can't use it for WireZX, what do you mean? Well, there's no way to pull down a room list. Correct. You can't pull down a room list. But once again, you could do a handshake with the FT70 to the node and then manually do operation on there. That's actually kind of a good thing. I'll tell you why, people. Because people are always saying, what can I use for a simple basic radio for Fusion? I hear it a lot. Like, you know, I want a good entry level radio. I may want to play with Fusion. I may want to do this in the future, but I don't know if I'm doing it today. That's why I say go with the FT70. You're not going to be disappointed on there. Great rugged radio on there. Now, once again, the radio does have some other extra features on there and everything like that built into it. One of the things I will touch on here, which, once again, people don't understand the concept of, and a lot of people complain where it's really not that case, is that they say that the battery life is shortened on the FT70. And I ask people about that, and they say, well, and the answer always is because the display shows it. Well, no, okay? Guys, the FT70 is a basic radio. It is what we consider a dual-band mono display radio, meaning it's dual-band, so it could be VHF or UHF for operation. You can also do what they call split channels on there. So in the memory channel, you could transmit UHF but receive VHF, okay, or vice versa. But what it is because it's a basic display, because it's a basic handheld for the most part, it doesn't have a lavish or an elaborate battery symbol on there. What you do is you have a battery symbol that kind of has sort of like a half, like almost like a half line through it, right? And then in there, you have the battery that can be filled in. So it's kind of like the outline, and then in there, there's two halves on there. So when the battery is fully charged, you're going to see the outline of the battery symbol, and you're going to see both halves in there. That is going to go from about 100% charged to just about 75% charge of the battery. Once you're at 75% or less, what you're going to do is you're going to see the battery symbol, but there's going to be half of the battery inside the symbol gone. Now, what that means is that right now from that point, now we're talking about 75 to roughly about 50% of the battery life is left. Once it hits the 50% mark, you're going to go ahead and see that the battery outline is still there, but there's nothing inside the battery. That is going to get you from about 50% to about 20% of battery life. Once you're at about the 15 to 20% battery life, now what you'll do is you'll see that battery symbol outline flashing, nothing in there. Now, the reason I say that is because if you think about it, you're using your radio about, once again, you're using fully charged, and then once you hit about that 75, 80%, it's kind of in that range there. Once you hit that, you're going to see the battery symbol go halfway. Well, in people's minds, everybody's like, oh, well, wait. That's only showing half a battery. My battery is only at 50%. No, it's like a level on there, all righty? The display can't get as granular as it does with, like, let's say the FT5, which has a series of little, little sections in there. So don't panic, folks. Don't panic whatsoever, okay? That is the range of the battery on there. We get this all the time. And I've had people, there have been people that have said, okay, no, this is this and this. And I tell them, charge the radio up fully. Charge it 110%, okay? And then take it and then turn it on and leave it on and see how long it's going to last. And then I have those same people that complain about the battery life come back to me and saying, yeah, the radio almost lasted a whole week with just going ahead and just receiving all day long and stuff like that. And I says, yeah, because that symbol can't get as granular as it can on other models. So that's why it's designed that way. So that's kind of it with the FT70. Once again, entry level, lets you experience Fusion Voice. But if you want some of those other kind of commands, like to be able to send text messaging, okay, to be able to receive picture messaging, you know, to be able to upload audio, those kind of things, that's where you got to get up into those that FT5 for the handhelds on there. Now, the question comes into is that where can I get information on this? John, is there an actual manual for these kind of radios and stuff like that on there? And the answer is yes. All of our Fusion radios usually have multiple manuals because there's multiple spots in the radio that can do certain things. The FT70 is nothing shy of that, right? If you want the manuals. Now, you're going to get the basic manual that comes with the radio. You are. When you get the radio in the box, it's the basic manual. But there's usually a general operator's manual. There's an advanced manual. There's, on some radios, the Wires X portion of the manual. There's the APRS operation of the manual. So there are steps. But where can you get these? Go to Yaesu.com. Once again, Yaesu.com. Go in the upper left-hand corner when you're on there, and some products is going to drop down. Click on digital in this case. That is going to take you to the landing page on our website that talks about all of our current in-production digital radios out there, right? Everything. So the FT70, the FT5, the FTM200, 300, 500, the Wires X, all those things, anything to do with digital, current production, that's going to be there. If you want the manual on the FT70, click on the picture of the FT70 in the top scroll bar. Then what you're going to do is click on that files tab once you're on the main landing page. Then you're going to see all of the manuals, any firmwares, everything like that under the files tabs for that radio that's on there. Once again, Yaesu.com, click on products, click on digital, select your model, and then click on files, and then you are going to be good to go. Alrighty. So the last thing we're going to talk about is the actual FTM200 and somewhat of the FTM300. Now, why did I kind of do the 200 and 300 when the 300 is a little bit more than the 200? And you're correct. The 300 would be considered like our intermediate line or mid-grain line of Fusion radios. But why is that, right? Well, it's going to come down to feature sets of the radios. That's really what's going to be the difference apart on there. Now, the FTM200 and 300, right away, we'll start off with one of the things that people ask a lot about. Can it be used as a PDN node, or can it be used as an HRI donor radio? And the answer is yes. They do allow for operation as PDN nodes or operation as for donor radios. Now, how does that work? What is there? Well, when you're using PDN operation on these radios, you're going to get in, you got to need it. It's going to be the SCU58. That's SCU-58 kit. Alrighty. And I stress kit because it comes with two pieces of cabling in that kit for the 200 and 300, and actually do the same one for the 500. In there, you're going to find the SCU56 USB cable. Now, that is a cable that's going to go between the radio and the computer to be able to operate in PDN node, and it can also be used as a programming cable, okay? So you can use it as a programming cable for your radios. Now, with that being said, is that you can use that with our our Yaesu software, our ADMS software, which is located on our Yaesu website, which we talked about, all right? But then what also, too, is there going to be another cable in there, and it's kind of like almost like a branch-off cable. And then that cable is going to be your audio cable. So what you're going to do if you're using HRI mode, not HRI 200, but HRI mode, you need to have that digital and analog feed coming off of your 200 or 300 if you're going into an AMS room. Now, what's going to happen with that case is that you plug that branch-off cable into the back of the radio, you plug that USB cable, that SCU56 cable, into that radio on there, and then the USB is going to go in a USB slot, the audio cables are going to go to the microphone in or speaker out, depending on how you have it set up with a director access point, and that's going to go ahead and give you those two different types of audios on there. But yes, the 200 and 300 can do PDN operation. Can they do HRI 200 operation? Yes, any radio that's a mobile now, okay, then I want to stress it's a mobile, not a handheld, but this applies to the mobile. So basically right now the 200, 300, and 500, if they can do PDN operation, they can be used with an HRI 200. The difference is going to be is that with the HRI 200, you're going to use that 10-pin to 10-pin mini DIN type cable on there, and that's all you're going to use. So it's going to go to radio, to the 10-pin mini DIN cable, into the HRI 200, and then proceed from that point there. So that can do that on there. Now, the 200 and 300 have the GPS capabilities. They do have a color screen on there. So what you're going to be able to do when you're dealing with WireZX, we'll start off first, if you're doing it to handshake or control a node, what you're going to be able to do in that case is you will be able to bring down the, you will be able to go ahead and bring down the actual list, for sake of a better term, onto there. And then what you'll also go ahead and be able to do is that you'll be able to go ahead and kind of roll and scroll and select. Does that mean that it only has to be there? Can you enter the DTMF digits? Yes, you can enter the DTMF digits if you want to on there. Now, we say DTMF, but we're not actually sending DTMF tones. So basically, we're going to be entering the numbers on the keypad. You got to do some changing on there. That is a little bit more of an actual WireZX operation than it is a feature because it applies for the 200, 300, 500, and everything on there. Now, because these radios have a GPS in there, like we talked about with the FT70, or unlike the FT70, your data will be transmitted when using DN mode on that extra kind of pathway on there. So your voice is going to be 6.25, but then on the other 6.25, it's going to send that data information, all that kind of thing like that on there. So that will go ahead and function and send down that line on there. So you're going to be good to go with that. And that's refreshing because you want to be able to have that if you want to do it. It does have GM mode on the radio. So all Yaesu System Fusion radios have GM capabilities. And that is then going to go ahead and show you not only, hey, call sign popped up, this person's on, but it'll also go ahead and show you how far you are away from them as long as you have a radio that has a GPS receiver in it. So if I'm in when using my FTM200, and my friend Dan has the FTM500, and we're doing GM, my GPS is being sent when it beacons out a GM packet. His data is beaconing out a GM or GPS with GM packet. We can actually see how far we are away from one another on there. All right. Now, one of the other things that the FTM300 has, which is kind of neat, but it comes into Fusion 2, is it does have cross-band repeat. Now, follow me on this one. I need to first put out a warning. The warning is Yaesu System Fusion Protocol, the C4FM protocol that we created, does not allow a repeater to repeat a repeater. Let me repeat that. It does not allow a repeater to repeat a repeater. Now, what does that mean? Well, what that means is that if I have a fusion repeater, I cannot take the output of the fusion repeater and use it as the input to my fusion repeater. And if it comes out digital out of the first repeater, it goes into my second repeater as fusion and then is retransmitted. It doesn't work that way. It does not. However, on the FTM300, when it is in crossband mode, it will receive AMS, but it will always transmit FM. Now, let me repeat that one more time so that people can be aware of it. With the FTM300 and crossband repeat, it will receive AMS. So you can set it up to receive analog or digital, and it will receive that. But when it comes time to transmit, it is only going to go ahead and transmit in FM. Now, why is that? Well, it's because we understand that there's going to be times where people want to receive that fusion signal, but, and I use it for this way, is when I'm monitoring a fusion repeater, okay, I'm going ahead, I may not be in front of my fusion radio in my shack. I may be upstairs, I might be somewhere on it or something like that, and maybe I don't have a fusion radio with me. Maybe I have an analog radio only with me, or maybe I just have my scanner with me, that my scanner doesn't happen to go ahead and receive Yaesu System Fusion. So now what I could do is I could crossband repeat that in my house, and now what it's going to do is I could sit and have my scanner listen, and I'm like, oh, hey, guess what? Someone's talking on the fusion repeater. Oh, someone's calling me on the fusion repeater. Well, I don't have my fusion handheld with me, but I'm listening to it, so I could either crossband if I have a transceiver, crossband, and it's going to go out analog, or I have the scanner, I'm listening, it's like, oh, let me go ahead and grab my fusion handheld to come back out. So it has that ability. No, the radio cannot be modified or changed to be a fusion repeater. It cannot. Once again, we get to ask this so many times, but no, you cannot go ahead and have it. You act as a fusion repeater. So that's that on that radio on there, but that's for the 300 only. The FTM200 only has one active receiver, so it doesn't actually allow you to go ahead and be able to do that. Now, one of the cool things I think about with the 300 and the 200 is that you can go ahead and record voice conversations and you can record fusion voice conversations with the SD card in there. I like that feature in there. It really does it's kind of cool to allow me to go ahead and do that. As a matter of fact, we use it for when we do the SantaNet, the WiresX SantaNet. And when we did that is anytime that anybody signed up and got to talk to Santa, we recorded that conversation. Then once it was done recording, we took it, sent it as an audio file to the person that signed up, and then they get to go ahead and listen to that QSO conversation that they had recorded over the air live from there. So kind of a cool and interesting little thing that takes place on there. Otherwise than that, they have all the other standard features in there. You can select, you know, DN, VW, you know, it's an FM transceiver and stuff. Oh, one last thing I guess I should probably bring up. Is that a lot of people have been saying on the newer fusion radios, like the 200, the 300 and stuff, there's no ability to do voice wide mode. And that's actually incorrect. What you have to do is voice wide is not normally used by a lot of people. Some people use it. I like voice wide sometimes when I don't need the data, the GPS functionality. I just want to talk to someone and some nice, clear, crisp, clean audio. I'll use voice wide mode. But you may have to go into the menu system, depending on the radio you have, and turn that on. And it will say, basically, voice wide mode on there. And then you just go in the menu system and click it from off to on. That's all you simply need to go ahead and do on there, is that ability on there. So just kind of a couple things that some people say, hey, you know what? This radio doesn't have voice wide. No, it needs to be turned on in the menu system on there. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Just kind of, I know it seems like, you know, hey, was this really necessary to do two shows about this? But I think it kind of was because it really kind of puts people's minds in perspective. We got a lot of this actually from Hamcation. People would come in and they say, You know, why do I want a 200 versus a 300 versus a 500? Is there anything that limits me from doing fusion? What about a FT-70 versus an FT-5? Is there anything that limits me in fusion operation? And that's where we thought, you know what, this is kind of a great thing to point out the little subtle nuances that kind of create the two different things on there. Obviously, price point is a big thing. An FT-70 is more economical to get into, but not as many bells and whistles as an FT-5. An FTM-200 is more economical than a 300 or 500, but you're not getting the same amount of bells and whistles as you would in a 300, and definitely not what you would in a 500. So it's really going to come down to, hey, do I need those little things on there? What am I gearing up? What am I using that radio for on there? So thank you for tuning in to the Yaesu the Radio Show podcast. We have some great things also coming up too. We're going to be heading on down to the Gigaparts grand opening coming up here pretty quick in a couple weeks here. So look forward to information and broadcast from there. And we got a lot of stuff planned for this year. We got a lot of our Fusion education seminars that are coming up. Lots of clubs and groups are going ahead and contacting us saying, hey, can you give us this information? Give us this information. We're more than happy to go ahead and provide that to you. So until then, everybody, I want everybody to take care, stay safe, and we'll catch you on down the log.